What's up, guys? Hope you guys are doing super well. Hope you guys are off to a fantastic week so far. If you guys are on shift or swing right now, I hope it's going nice and quickly, nice and smoothly, and you guys are looking forward to flyout day, which I know that you are. If you guys are on R&R at the moment, I hope that's going nice and slow, and I hope you guys are spending plenty of quality time with your friends, your family, and your loved ones, and I hope flyout day is a few days or weeks away, depending on. My name is Cam Wild. I am the host here at the FIFO Fit Podcast Show, and I am so pumped to have you guys joining us for episode 4 of the FIFO Fit Podcast Show. Now, depending on where you guys are consuming this content from, make sure you hit that subscribe, that like, leave a comment wherever it is that you're listening or consuming this content, because we're all over the place, guys. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, we're on Spotify, Pinterest, you name it, we are there. So wherever it is that you're consuming this content from, I would super appreciate a like, a love, a subscribe, whatever it may be, just to let us know that you guys are enjoying this content so that I can keep producing more of the things that you guys like. And also, if you guys hate the content that I'm producing, make sure that you let me know about that too, right? Because I'm doing this for you. My goal, my mission is to change the culture on FIFO so that it is one that is abundant with health and fitness, right? I basically want to help you guys master the FIFO lifestyle so that FIFO isn't this thing that you just go away and come back and you've got this loot and this bag of money with you, but you're fatter, you're unhealthy, and all this stupid shit, right? I want FIFO to be a huge opportunity for people where they can go, you know, their family sends them away, and then when they come back a couple of weeks later, not only, you know, have they been remunerated handsomely, but they're also fitter, they're stronger, they're smarter, they're happier, and the family's like, fuck, let's just keep sending them away. This is great. Can we send them away for longer, right? Like, that's how I see FIFO. That's what I want to help you guys to develop, and that is what I've been so fortunate to have the opportunity to have helped a few hundred guys in the past couple of years to be able to build that lifestyle around their health and fitness, which is exactly why I'm producing this show, because there are so many more people out there that really need to hear this message, which is the one of health on FIFO, right? So again, a huge welcome to the FIFO Fit Podcast Show, and that actually brings us to the core topic of this episode, which is addressing your health as an ethical issue. And this topic actually came up from a conversation that I had this week. A great friend of mine and actually an ex-client of mine, his name is Lloyd. And what's up, Lloyd, by the way, because I know you're going to be watching and listening to this. I make a habit of following up with my clients after I've worked with, you know, after they've finished working with me, my private clients. I'll always follow up a couple of months later after they've finished their programs with me, because I just want to check in. I want to see how they're doing. I want to make sure that they're staying on track and continuing to kick goals. And in the case of Lloyd, absolutely was, and it was great to just have a good yarn with him. But what was even more amazing was to hear about the changes that he had not only made in himself, which, by the way, when we were working together, we were able to help him lose, I think, about 8 to 10 kilos. I think it was about 10 kilos of body fat and put on about 2 kilos of lean mass or something like that. But it wasn't just about getting those amazing results for himself. It was the changes that he saw in his family that were the biggest reward for him. That, you know, this is what he was telling me on our phone call. And, you know, it wasn't just about the energy that he was able to have on a day-to-day basis now. It wasn't just about the confidence that he was able to have in himself, you know, through making that change. And it's not that Lloyd was an unconfident dude. He just had more confidence now, right? And the fact that he knew that he was looking after his health on a day-to-day basis, and knowing that he was setting himself up for, you know, mitigating the risks and the challenges that come with, you know, as you get older, you know, there are certain health challenges that can really hinder and affect your life, which I know all too well on a personal level with my dad. He ended up getting cancer because he wasn't looking after his health. And I have numerous examples of that in my family, as I know that those of you who are listening and consuming this content do as well. This is something that so many people kind of brush under the rug and kind of ignore and kind of put off until it's too late. And I actually want to share a story with you guys about that, but a little bit later on, as we're kind of getting off on a tangent here. But, you know, with Lloyd, he was talking to me about how, you know, his kids were now eating healthier, right? Making healthier choices. And, you know, his partner, his missus, was now full on into her health and fitness, right? Whereas she wasn't before. Now full on into training. She's going for runs, going for jogs, things like that. And, you know, she told him it's because she's trying to keep up with him, which is such an awesome thing to hear, right? It's like, you know, you go on this journey, and Lloyd went on this journey for sure for himself, but also for his family. To have those changes being made and to see that by you taking action, by you making these changes for yourself, you're having this profound impact. And what an amazing gift to give someone, and particularly to your family. What an amazing gift to give your family, the gift of health. And Lloyd was able to do that because he took action, he stood up, and he didn't buy into the excuses that everyone tends to use. The excuse of time, the excuse of energy, the excuse of money, the excuse of whatever it may be. All of the excuses that all of you have heard before that you're probably using to some degree right now, which is stopping you from committing to your health and fitness. And as I kind of touched on before, that's what I wanted to address in this podcast or in the show, which is addressing your health as an ethical issue, because really that's what it is, right? Like, it's not very hard for you guys to see when you're on site, for you to, you know, you don't have to look very far to see someone who's fat, who's overweight, who's obese, who's, you know, always getting sick, or who, you know, just is not looking after themselves and is essentially ignoring or brushing to the side their health and fitness. And these same people are drinking, they're smoking, they're eating shitty food, sugars and cakes, and spending the wrong amount of time in the wrong areas at the mess, and it's causing some serious issues for them. And these things may not have, you know, the health issues may not have come up and may not be a big problem right now, although they certainly are a problem. But it's the fact that we're rushing these things to the side, even though we know that this shit is going to be coming up and biting us in the ass, you know, a few years down the track, whether it's in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. And the reason that I know this, and I know that you guys know this, is I've been having conversations to guys in the FIFO space the last 3 years. I've been doing online consulting the last 8 years, but the last 3 years consulting with guys specifically in the FIFO space, 4 or 5 conversations a day, by the way, 6 days a week. So that's what, 30 conversations a week. I'm not going to do the maths here, guys, because I'm horrible at this, but 30 conversations a week. And I hear the exact same excuses, the exact same issues, the exact same problems, and you guys are aware of the challenges that come up in the future. You guys are aware of the fact that, hey, if I don't address my health, if I don't look after myself, then this shit is going to come to bite me in my ass, because I know X, Y, and Z who this has happened to, or my family members this has happened to, or my parents, or my uncles, or my this, or my that, or my friend and his parent, or whatever it is. You don't, like, there's probably about 1 degree of separation when it comes to people that we know whose lives are hugely negatively impacted by poor health. And obviously this goes far beyond just looking good and feeling good. This comes down to one of the most horrible things ever, which is losing control over your health. Guys, this isn't just about yourself. This is about your family. Imagine that, you know, you're putting your health and fitness off right now. Imagine that in 2 years' time or 3 years' time, that thing that you know is a possibility, you know, that I get type 1 diabetes, or I'm on pills for the rest of my life, or I can't get it up, so my relationship breaks down with my missus back at home, and then that tears the relationship apart, or whatever it may be, right? Like, this shit is happening to you to some degree or another, and by brushing it aside, that's not making it go away. And this is one of the biggest challenges, guys, is that if you don't face this head on, this shit is going to come back and bite you in the ass. And I want to share a story with you about that that kind of brings this home, which is the story about a man and his dog, right? And the story goes that this guy wakes up, he's on site, gets up, and then walks past his mate's donga, and there's a dog in the yard, right? There's a dog there. And early in the morning, right, so he can't really see it, but he hears that it's whimpering, right? Whimpering, 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 but obviously he's going to go to the mess, he's going to has to have breakfast and then start his day, so he doesn't think too much of it. And this happens every single day. So, you know, Monday through Friday, this is happening. Walks past the neighbor's donga, there's a dog there, whimpering, whimpering, whimpering. He's like, what the hell is this? But doesn't really think too much of it. And then on Saturday, he's got shift change, right? So he's there during the day, and he actually sees the dog, and the dog's still there whimpering, 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 but his mate's there who's actually looking after the dog, and he goes, hey man, what's up with the dog? Like, I've been walking past your place every morning, and the dog's there, and he's just whimpering. What's the deal? And his mate goes, well, you know, the dog's got his paw stuck on a nail, and it hurts just enough for him to complain about it, but not enough for him to actually bite the nail and pull it out. And the moral of the story here, guys, is that that's how we are living. That's how most of us are living our lives. We're bitching and moaning and complaining about these problems of not having energy, of being overweight, of being fat, of having relationship challenges or whatever it may be. And we're bitching and moaning about these things, but when it comes time to actually pull the nail out and actually do something about it and actually take action for it, we don't, right? And the story ends that you don't pull that nail out, it's gonna get infected, and then sooner or later you're gonna have to amputate the fucking leg. Don't wait for things to get so bad before you step up and actually take action. This is so, so vital because we see it all the time. We see it so much. This isn't about your excuses of not having time or not having energy or whatever it may be. I can line up guys who have been in your exact scenario. Single dads with three kids, dads with partners with three kids, guys with no kids, people who have been through divorces, guys who are on 2-in-1 swings, day shift, night shift, 4-in-1s, people who are working on rigs, guys who are in camp, whatever it is, people who work internationally, here locally in Australia, whatever it may be. I can line up for every excuse that you have, for every reason that you're telling yourself that's stopping you from looking after your health and fitness and looking after your family's health and fitness, for every excuse that you can come up, I can line up 5 to 10 guys who are in the exact same position or worse who are making it happen. So what's your fucking excuse now? This has nothing to do with the challenges on FIFO, right? You guys do have a full-on lifestyle. You guys are flying in, flying out, driving in, driving out. There are limitations on site when it comes to your nutrition. There are challenges around the training side of things, right? When it comes to sleep, when it comes to falling into the right schedule, right? These things are real. However, if it is important enough for you to make the change, you will find a way to make it happen. And the difference, the challenges that you guys are bringing up, the excuses that you guys are using, they're not fucking valid. Because for the most people that I'm speaking with, they're dads, right? And I do work with guys who I work with the lads, I like to say. But for the majority of the people I'm working with are dads. If you guys aren't looking after your health and fitness, and your kids are unhealthy, or they're going down a bad track, that is 100% your fucking responsibility. That is all on you. Now, if you've got a partner, that's a joint responsibility there as well. And I'm not here to tell you how to raise your kids. I'm just here to tell you how it fucking is. You need to look after yourself. You need to get on top of your health and fitness. You need to stop making these bullshit excuses that you've been telling yourself about. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. Too hard. It's too difficult. Whatever the fuck it is, right? Whatever bullshit story you're telling yourself, it's absolutely not true. There are ways to make it happen. You can make the change. There are people doing it in your very campsite right now. You see them who are going to the gym, who are making healthier choices, who are stepping up. And it's not just about looking good, guys. And this is far beyond that. In fact, this isn't even anything I've addressed, right? It's got nothing to do with looking good, although that is a great part of this. It's everything to do with looking after yourself and being a leader so that you can see those changes in your family, so that you can spend more quality time with the ones that you love, so that when you go away, not only do you come back as money bags, you come back and you're healthier, you're fitter, you're stronger, you have more energy, so that the limited time that you have when you're back at home, you can spend more quality time with the ones that you love, with those that are important to you, and you're not limited by your body. But if you don't look after yourself, things may be okay right now. Things may be not that bad right now. But if you keep putting your health and fitness off, sooner or later that shit's gonna come and bite you in the ass again. Most people spend their entire youth trading in their health for their wealth. They just don't care. Let's just hustle. Let's just make some coin, whatever it may be. I don't care. Let's just drink and party and whatever. And then those very same people end up spending all of the wealth that they've accumulated to buy back their health in the form of drugs, in the form of therapies, in the form of surgeries, or whatever it may be. If you're trying to avoid spending money on your health and fitness, on good food, on going to the gym and training and all this kind of stuff, understand that that money is going to be spent. Know this. It's either going to be invested in your health and fitness and being proactive about it, or in a couple of years' time, maybe sooner or later, that money is going to be taken out of your account and it's going to be spent on drugs, on surgery, on rehabilitation. That money is going to be invested in your health and fitness, but it's either going to be invested in proactive health and fitness or it's going to be invested in reactive and not even health and fitness. It's just going to be invested into sick care. You get to make that decision, right? But by putting it off and shoving it under the rug, sooner or later that's going to come and bite you in the ass. And the reason that this is an ethical issue is because if you know this and you have the means to make the change, and all of you do, I have never had a conversation with anyone who has not been able to make a change with their health and fitness. Imagine your family's life without you. Imagine not having you there. Imagine not being there. Imagine not being able to support your family because you're sick or you're unhealthy, right? Imagine not being able to be there for your kids as they grow up. And they, you know, imagine not being there for them as they graduate. Imagine not being there for them as they have kids of their own, your grandkids, right? Imagine, you know, not being able to play with them and kick the footy and do the things that they want to do with you that you can't do because you're not taking responsibility for your health. Now, I know this has been a pretty direct and pretty hard conversation, but it's because you guys need to hear it. It's time to stop fucking around. It's time to stop pussyfooting with these bullshit excuses. And it's time to start taking fucking responsibility. That's all for this podcast episode, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, wherever it is that you are, wherever you're watching this on a podcast or you're on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, regardless of where it is, make sure you leave us a comment, like, subscribe, all this kind of stuff, and give me your feedback. Let me know if you liked this. Let me know if you hated it. Let me know, because again, I'm doing this for you guys. I care about you guys, and I want you guys to kick some big goals and master your health and fitness on site. That's all for me. My name is Cam Wild, the Five for Fitness Coach. Have a fantastic rest of your days, your swings, your weeks, wherever it is you are, whatever it is that you're doing. Stay tuned. I'll see you guys in next week's episode of the Five for Fit podcast show.